We Talk Podcast presents The roar of the crowd. Stop your feet to the ground. Give it all to me now. Cause it calls for me, calls for me. To the sound of the screams getting loud. Give it all to me now. Cause it calls for me, calls for me. What it is! What it do? Welcome to One Falls WrestleMania Week with our NXT review with your host, Joshua Adam. William Arbuthnot with the one, the only, the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Well, it's a happening, in the words of Gorilla Monsoon. It's a happening.
That show definitely had some moments that I think we'll be talking about for a little bit, maybe.
It's been a very interesting rundown and getting to this NXT show. I'm still really at a loss for words of everything we saw tonight, especially one match in particular. The whole card was stellar. It's going to be very hard to top it. But like I told you, the interesting thing is in, what, 24, 48 hours, whatever it is, there's a card named WrestleMania that has a very good chance of doing that.
I think WrestleMania always has a chance to be a show that you remember just because it's something where they always go all out and talent always tries to go just a little bit further. So I think that everyone's saying that this card is already instantly better than the WrestleMania card. We'll wait and see. Monday we'll know for sure.
I find that's a very smart type of response, much like we'll get to it, but in that Joe and Finn match chanting FPG, I mean, there it was legit reasons why you needed to check Joe's eye. We'll get to that. I just want to preference that, but yeah, what a card in a week two that, you know, UFC had a huge match lined up with Cormier and Jones, and now that's out the window. So now all of a sudden, UFC, as far as if you're into sports this week, it was already battling against the Final Four. But now WWE can open it up a little bit and hope maybe some of those... I mean, people are going to watch the UFC, but the luster of that card is down now, and you have to deal with as your UFC against the Final Four and the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah. I don't think the Hall of Fame is too much of a concern for them, but the Final Four is definitely their big competition right now. Yeah. But that let's quickly hit on that UFC because it is something of relevance for us. It that whole thing between Jones and Cormier...
Well, we know your feelings on Jones.
Yeah, I'm not too brokenhearted over this. I'd like to see Jones lose, but with everything going on, it's this UFC 197, the main event, it's just been a mess and it's all been outside of the ring. I mean, the stuff that they brought, like the promo the two cut on each other and that whole sit down interview, very Rock and Austin-esque. It was very much sell this. But between the issues with the law and then this injury, it deflated my interest in this card completely. I'm looking past it.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I think there was so much randomly into it, and Cormier is apparently hurt now, I believe.
Yep, injury.
So what card was this? Because I'm looking through the cards.
This was UFC 197.
196. No, that was the Connor one.
Oh, then this
was 196. You're right. Yeah. I'm just trying to find the whole card as we do in this. You know, in the words of Jim Ross to Psycho Sid, we're live, pal.
Oh, God. That poor Psycho Sid. That's what
right. So Joel stands. I stand corrected. 197 was in April 23rd. That's why I thought it was this week.
Yeah.
So, okay, we bungled that. But that card now, you know, it still has Demetrius Johnson and Anthony Pettis on there. So there's still big names on the card. It's just now their main event isn't booked anymore. And I wonder, I mean, this would have been a perfect show had he been healthy for a CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. This would have been the perfect opportunity to have him come out and have him fight. And then everything would have been fine. You'd still have something that you could sell off to people. And it'd be great. But now it's like if Roman went down with an injury, you'd be like, what do we do? I don't think people would complain as much, but it's definitely now, and it very much reminds me of the Calgary UFC show and the debacle that was. So We'll see. It's definitely, I'm not, there's no love for Johnny Bones Jones, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, interesting what happens there. And sorry, we were mistaken that they thought the UFC won against him this week, but no, they don't. So that'll be interesting to see how they fix that card. You got, what, 22 days now until something happens there. So we'll have to see what gets booked there. We talked recently about the Nate Diaz and Connor fight. So we'll see what happens with that as UFC 200 there. I wonder if they maybe cherry pick some stuff for 200. I doubt it. But you have to wonder if there's anyone they can turn around quick and get a big match fight of. Maybe one of the women. Maybe you move the Cyborg fight there.
Potentially that would be a good spot to place it. So, but we'll definitely see. They need to do something, because, but then again, Dana's not too concerned because they're going to make a boatload of money over the next couple months. So, yeah,
especially with UFC 200, and we'll see what happens to Ronda. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, before we get to NXT, you have some news on Ronda.
Yeah, so there's a rumor floating around of two people that could be involved Sunday at WrestleMania: Ronda Rousey and Bill Goldberg. Now, whether this happens or not is totally, we don't know. It's a rumor. A lot of these weird rumors float around this time of year, so
sure do.
So one never knows, but it would be very interesting if we see a Ronda Rousey or Bill Goldberg appear.
Ronda would be interesting. You maybe assume that she would be tied to The Rock again. I'm not sure. And Goldberg, I had thought maybe the Brock match.
That would make the most sense. Because, I mean, you and me were talking. Brock and Goldberg 2 would be appealing to kind of the...
You want to say Ryback, but I just don't see if you're going to have Goldberg using him in the pre-show. Unless you wanted to say, like, these are the exciting things that are happening. But Goldberg, even though you and I, we've said through the years, we're not the biggest fans of Goldberg's, I get the audience for him. It's for those Attitude Era type of fans that they want to draw back in. And if that's the case, you want to use him on the main show.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think Ronda's a draw just because of the name. Mm-hmm. And I think that Bill Goldberg's a draw for buddies like Paul.
Exactly. So let's talk about a buddy named NXT Dallas.
Yeah, so the first things first is Apollo Crews did beat Elias Sampson in a dark match, so that got bumped. I'm not surprised.
I'm not even mad.
No, I'm not too brokenhearted over this. But let's go to the first match, American Alpha versus Dash and Dawson.
This match was really exciting. It got the crowd amped up, and Gable really... I think the really cool thing about you and I is we can get to kind of play scout with these. And I like that when we were watching this, like, oh, he has a little bit of this and a little bit of this and a little bit of this in him. And Gable has, you've always been preaching the Owen Hart in him. We obviously know the Kurt Angle with him, but a lot of Owen Hart in the way that he moves around. Some little bit of Brian too, but a lot of Owen Hart.
Yeah. And for a couple of Calgary kids, it's really nice to see someone kind of carrying on. His arm drags are very much like Steamboat and Owen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I see that he's copying the right people. And for a guy that has only been in the wrestling business for, what, 2 years? He's really shined. His tag team partner, who was a jobber at one point, has found his niche, has found his footing,
yeah.
And he's showing his talent.
And I really loved, I don't want to jump too all over the place with this, but when they won the titles, Jordan's emotion, you could feel it, because this is the guy that obviously cares about being in this business, and this is the guy that was at the same level as a Bull Dempsey and a CJ Parker. He was just a jobber to the stars, and he was able to find this niche with Gable to be one of the better tag teams, not even in NXT, but in the entire company. I believe they were my tag team of the year, and they've really shown that they're ready. They're main event ready. I thought Dash and Dawson, the Revival, they had some good moments. I still think they need a little bit of tweaking, but I think Jordan and Gable are ready for the main roster already.
Well, you look at little things that Dash and Dawson did. They were very smart. Like, they had little heel moments. They did every little dirty, dastardly thing that they could do, and they were the heels in this, and they played their role perfectly. And they're very much like Tully and Blanchett.
Tully and Arn Anderson, like the head shrinkers. The head shrinkers, the brain busters.
It took me a second. The names suddenly just slid away. But I think that there's a lot from all four men. They put on a fantastic show. They showed that they could be a team, both teams show that they could be a team that's on the main roster that could work with the guys like the Usos, the Dudleys. I didn't feel there was only one point where it kind of got a little
sloppy. There was one botch, and the crowd, this crowd, at times I loved it, and at times I hated it. I didn't like the "you effed up" chant. Like, the Botchamania one was kind of funny, but I, and the FPG was a little annoying as well, because, again, with the eye, we'll get to that. That part, but they didn't let it derail it, and I loved Todd Phillips and Corey Graves, both tremendous tonight. I think it was Todd Phillips that said, like, oh, they just missed it, and that's a nice little, you don't want to be like, oh, they messed it up. It's a nice job by the broadcast right there to be like, well, they tried to hit it, but it was a little bit of screw up there. But I don't think it derailed the match. It took it down from possibly being a four-star match. And there was also a little too many roll-ups and missed pin opportunities. But for the most part, just it was such a well-executed, good hype match in the beginning.
And you want, like, this match, well, this match is not the best match of the night. It's a good match. It's fun. And I think getting that moment for Gable and Jordan are perfect. We thought this was going to happen with Enzo and Cass in London, but now they saved it for Jordan and Gable, and I think they deserve it. I think Enzo and Cass are moving on to the main roster, but now you've given Gable and Jordan the next, they can go to the next level as a tag team, and maybe one day they have a certain mentor.
I would hope so. I really like everything I saw. Gable continues to impress me, and he's starting to be one of, if not my favorite guy in the entire roster, ever since I predicted it a long time ago, and I will hold on to that. Jordan, too. Jordan, I love the emotion from this guy, and he's used a lot like how Roman was in The Shield, where you tease it, and you tease it, and you tease it. It's a classic big guy spot. I know it's not just what Roman is, The Shield was, but that's one of the times when I liked Roman, was they saved Roman, and he come and he Superman punched you and he did that. This guy comes in, he suplexes you, he hits you again, and he really is the powerhouse of NXT.
Oh, yeah. He is, Gable is silky smooth in the ring. He just, the things that he can do and the way he moves, like, I think at one point you asked if he was a ballerina, just the way he kind of,
gymnast or a ballerina, yeah.
And it's just like, holy crap. Like, this guy is definitely one of the guys that in a year or two time, he could definitely be a mainstay in NXT, or he could be an even bigger draw in WWE.
I find it very impressive, number one, with Gable. Just, he's been training for 2 years or so, and just how quick he's got it. And you look at someone like Alexa Bliss, who's been the same time, and she hasn't got it as much. And both kind of have similar athletic, like, super athletic backgrounds. I believe Alexa Bliss was also a gymnast. So she, but you, and you look at the two, and Gable just seemed to have picked this up so much. And not to compare them, but I look at Titus O'Neil and Jordan kind of the same. Both big time collegiate athletes, big guys. And Titus is a little bit slower in the ring. And I think if Titus was exactly like what Jordan was, there, he would have had more money inside of him. We'll see. I think he's going to get a pop and be bigger when he gets back. But Titus misses a lot of the things that Jordan has.
Jordan's definitely one of those guys that Vince can get behind because of his size. Vince still has a love for that, but I still think that he's definitely one of the guys that, both of these guys have money in them. I think maybe Gable has a little bit more money in him, but only time will tell. But I'm happy that Gable and them got their spot, and it'll be fun to see who they feud with next.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. I don't think Jordan will ever really be a main single roster stay. I think he's better in a tag team. We'll see. I mean, you never know. So, yeah, great match, and we move on to not such a great match.
Yeah, you know what? I think I didn't realize how small Austin Aries was.
Yeah.
But Austin Aries, Baron Corbin, what are your thoughts on this match? Was there much hype coming into this match?
I think we were excited for Austin Aries, and we, I'm Baron Corbin, and he continues to be like,
Yeah, I really feel like this match felt like it hit a wall in some way. Like, it just did not, like, much like the Warriors game right now, it's just not clicking.
I don't know what it is with Baron Corbin. I thought you brought up a good point. He's what Roman Reigns could be for them. And it still doesn't matter, though. He still doesn't click, and he's just very, he's not very solid. He misses a lot of aspects, but he tries really hard. I will give it that. Like, you see the trying and everything he's trying to do, and I do hate him. So that's the one good thing that he has. It's like I said with Eva. Eva makes you hate her. Oh. The one thing you do good is when someone hates you, that's the first thing to leave. You have the heel tendency. He's just, in the ring, there's just a lot missing.
Yeah. I just felt like Austin Aries is a lot better than what we saw tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot more potential in what he can do. I think he's going to work with some guys, and we're going to be blown away by it. But an okay debut for Austin Aries. I think he got the roll-up win, definitely showed that the big man and Baron Corbin towered over him.
Yeah, he was a pretty small guy. I just imagine what Vince was thinking in the back.
Oh, God. But I think that there's a lot of potential for Austin Aries, and I think Austin Aries will benefit better as a heel. I don't know if he was quite the right guy to be the babyface in this situation. He had to be, but I think maybe when you get him to be a heel, we see a lot more from him.
Yeah, definitely. I think getting him to be a heel will be a lot better. And getting a better opponent, too. And maybe he does. We could see him doing another match with Baron Corbin. We will. I mean, I would have liked this to be a spot for Apollo Crews, even. I think that would have been maybe a better opponent for him. You and I were trying to wrinkle our minds for someone to have. I get you want Baron Corbin on there because you want to push him. But Apollo Crews just kind of had a little bit of a free fall lately.
Yeah. I feel like they've seen maybe one too many holes in Apollo Crews's game, and they're just trying to, okay, we're going to pull you back. We don't want to overexpose you, and we don't want to push you, because this is developmental. So we can kind of cover it up a little bit, and then we'll eventually start to build you back up. So I think that's how it's going to play out.
Yeah, I find with Apollo that the promos are definitely lacking, and the finisher wasn't working as well. And I don't know, he had a lot of hype as U-Haul Nation coming in, and nothing screams where he could be. He had an okay match with Finn, I believe, but yeah, he needs a little bit of work, and that's what NXT is about. You see some of these indie guys come in, it's like, well, you know, this guy doesn't need it, this guy doesn't need it, but that's a guy that, yeah, he needed NXT to learn some of the tricks of the trade.
And I think he will, and I think he's got a high glass ceiling, but all in all, I think out of the three people that we've just talked about, Baron Corbin, Apollo Crews, and Austin Aries, I think main roster wise, I think Apollo Crews has the highest potential. I think then it goes Austin Aries, then Baron Corbin.
So this next match was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't enjoy it. Like, the entrance was garbage. Just everything about it sucked.
Oh my God, this was real.
This is amazing. Like, the K-pop used for Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance, just the crowd getting solely behind Sammy when he first came out, just everything about it clicked for both these guys. The blood from Shinsuke's nose, the spots, the kicks, the elbows, just the violence.
A brutal match, too. Like, you're about to say the violence, the brutality of this. The King of Strong Style is right. They let him be the King of Strong Style tonight.
Oh, they totally did. They really let him go all out. The knees, the elbows, the kicks, that reversal for Sammy's DDT,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing it was like, holy crap.
I think one of the highlights of this match, too, was when Sammy hit that blue thunderbomb. I think you and I thought, oh, there's no chance that Nakamura's not winning his debut. But for two, you and I looked at each other like, and you can't see it because you're listening, but we were like, looked at each other's fingers and was like, we were like that close. We switched it in our minds like, holy crap, he's actually going to beat Nakamura.
I thought maybe for a split second I was like, humbling?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be some sort of shenanigans? Or is... and then he kicked out. And it was a very close pinfall, too.
It was a very, very, very close pinfall. And I just thought, there's so many little things in this. It's kind of one of those matches in a while that it was so good. It's like, I have to go back and like you with the movie, I got to go back and dissect certain things about this match.
You look at the match and you go, there's just so, you're totally right. You have to go back. You have to rewatch different things because there's just so much to take in from this match. And like when Nakamura hit the knee, one, it was like fantastic. And then when they gave Sammy his moment, and the whole crowd gave him a standing ovation, he deserves it.
He did. And that was kind of the end of Sammy there. What can you say about Nakamura, though? the future is so bright, but I don't want to see him down very long, because you see it with a guy like AJ. It's this guy, there's no, and Samoa Joe and Finn, but Finn's kind of made a nice little home there. But with Nakamura, it's like, okay, there's no reason for this guy to be down here. Like, let's just, I would almost hope that he just comes on Raw. We'll see from tomorrow, because the tapings are tomorrow, but I would hope that, okay, this is it, and then he just goes on Raw Monday, because I see no reason for him to be in NXT.
Yo, I totally agree with you. Like, he worked to the cameras. He did everything that they'd want from him, and he had little things, and the crowd would pop for him. And that night after WrestleMania crowd is the perfect crowd to have Shinsuke Nakamura debut.
Yeah, like, I don't think you throw him onto WrestleMania. I wouldn't have done that for his debuting. NXT was the perfect, because that's the right crowd for him to go to, and then the jump him on to Raw the next night. That's even better. So I would personally do that, and then maybe kind of go between there and NXT. I could see the only reason they keep him in NXT is just for language, is to get his English a little bit better, and they're working some of the promos and that style, and maybe the WWE style a little bit. But even he seemed to integrate the WWE style in with the Strong style perfectly.
He was very smart, and that was my one worry, is like, I don't know how his moveset's going to transition, and it transitioned perfectly. Mm-hmm. All the credit to Sammy, though. I think that was a big part of his success, and God, that was five-star match?
Yeah, it was five-star match.
That just, everything about it clicked. So this is a match that you could show anyone, and they'd be like, holy crap.
I mean, there's so much about it I just want to go on and on and on about, but I think it's just so many little things, like I said, and you just want to say over and over how awesome it is. You want to talk about this match forever, like the fans chanted "Fight Forever" because of how awesome it was. I thought, I will say this: I've never, since Money in the Bank, seen someone mark out or cheer over an entrance. That was really unique.
Like, just, and I think that speaks to what Shinsuke is. Like, you look at it, from his entrance to the end, he had the crowd in the palm of his hands. We always talk about that it factor. Someone like Steph Curry has it. Someone like Sidney Crosby has it. Shinsuke Nakamura has that intangible it quality that you can't sit there and deny.
So, what a match that Nakamura one was. So then we were like, at the time, Joel and I were unaware of what the pre-show or dark matches were, so we thought that this is where Apollo Crews was going to go. Thought, oh, they're calming down the crowd, and then they'll get the Bayley match on. No, we went right into Bayley.
And it was, you know what? I enjoyed the match. I think it definitely proved that Bayley can have a good match without a certain boss in the ring.
Yeah, she proved that she could do good without Sasha. I think I've been a little bit critical, but she brought Eva Marie to a decent match. So, I mean, shows how good Bayley can be, right?
Yeah, and you know what? All in all, I really enjoyed this match. I thought both of them did a very good job. There's some really solid wrestling moves from both these girls, and I thought they just it was a very physical match.
For sure. That's the key. I think at the beginning it was a little slow, and then there was an ankle lock by Asuka, and I thought that really changed things around. And then this just got it was another really brutal match, and this is the different side of Bayley that we've ever seen before, and I was impressed. Like, she was the queen of Strong Style tonight, almost.
Yeah, between her and Asuka, it definitely was a competition to see who could smack who the hardest. The finish is probably my biggest sticking point tonight. Yeah. What'd you think on the finish? Because I got a few thoughts.
So, aside from making a little girl hysterical, and Izzy, I thought that I liked it, because you don't want to let Bayley tap, but I felt it went a little flat with the crowd.
I didn't think they fully knew what was going on, and that's one of the things when you don't fully sit there and go, that's the end. It felt very sudden.
It reminded me a lot of NXT from last February in 2015 between Sammy and KO, when KO got the knockout, and it was just like, everyone was like, okay. I felt a lot like that. Like, people were like, oh, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I think both of us expected Bayley to lose this match, but I didn't expect it to be in this fashion. It did feel very flat with the crowd, but I think this adds another wrinkle to both Bayley and Asuka. I think you really like Bayley now, because she never gave up.
No.
She took John Cena's advice and never gave up. And I think that it may makes their eventual rematch that much more interesting, because that's something now Bayley has to deal with. Bayley's always better positioned as the underdog.
Yeah.
And now she's back to being the underdog.
Very much so. And I think that I still think Bayley will debut on Monday, but like you said, I think she'll split time like Sammy did for a bit. She'll do some stuff with NXT for this match. She'll set up this match, and then she'll eventually go up to the main roster, I believe.
Yeah. I think Vince wants her up on that roster bad, and I hope they do it right, because that whole crowd popped huge for her entrance.
There's so much money in her.
And they have to have those air buddies.
They do. The wacky, waving, inflatable tube men.
It's the only way to do things. But now, our main event, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe. I know you felt a little less on the London show.
I did.
But what do you think of this match, Josh?
I thought this match was great. I actually kind of like the stoppages in a way. I thought it added to it. I mean, there was, Joe got a big cut at the beginning, and I didn't like the FPG chants because this has nothing to do with PG. This has to do with the safety of Samoa Joe.
I definitely agree with you. I think you look at it and you kind of go, there's a cut above his eye. They need to stop. They should have figured their stuff out from the get-go and then kept going. Like, the continuous stop-and-go kind of hurt it. But I think the one thing is it made the fans that much more excited when they did finally get to go and there was no more stoppages. Because every time there was a stoppage and then they'd go at it, it was really fun.
Yeah, I totally agree.
We didn't get anything bulletproof wise, so
no.
The watch continues.
That's going to be interesting to see what happens to me. I don't think they're going to be a Mania in any way. And then the tapings are tomorrow, and I don't get why you would tease it with the tapings. So maybe we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, maybe a month or so still. I don't know. Maybe they're on Raw. I don't know.
I have heard Monday night, but Vince...
Then what do they do on Monday? Are they with AJ then?
No, they would... I have heard that they are skipping the main Raw.
Well, Doc has done it. Doc has done. Doc's been in the system, right? Yeah. Gallows has been there, so he knows everything. So do you put him with AJ?
Maybe this is what helps AJ pick up a win at WrestleMania.
I guess so. But then, does that make sense to you? Because Jericho's been the heel.
And it would be such a rather shock change to the system. If AJ was working with someone like a Neville, and it was this friendly competition between the two, and then you had the Bullet Club, Balor Club, I think ultimately it has to be with Finn, and I think it has to... Maybe Finn starts splitting time between... Like, he becomes a champion that will defend his title anywhere with the help of his buddies.
Could see that. Could see that as well. I would think that he still has a few programs left, though. I think he has a program versus Austin Aries. I think he has a program for maybe one more match would show you could even talk to me, and obviously versus Nakamura.
Yeah, I think we know that. I think we have a feeling Joe will be either at WrestleMania, which will be crazy, or he'll be at Monday Night Raw,
yeah,
where he'll be up there full time. And maybe he feuds with a certain guy that got cleared.
So, yeah. A really good match. I thought Joe just... The anger and the realism that he has at times, It's hard to explain what he is. It's kind of that KO prize fighter mentality, I think. But in a way... He has a mixed martial arts next to him, too. I don't know what it is with Joe, but there's just something about this that just added to him in this match.
Oh, totally. Like, you look at what he brought overall, it just clicked. It worked. He was fantastic. He was a joy. It just was... He was scary. The blood pouring off of him and smiling. And the chance of Joe's gonna kill ya. It just... Everything for that character just clicked. Like, we've said that Joe has had some hit and misses in NXT, that he hasn't found his footing. I think tonight he found his footing.
I personally get why they didn't, because they have bigger plans for Finn. I would have personally put the title on Joe tonight, because I think you need to keep him a little stronger. And the way they went for the pin, it was a sneaky pin, so they kind of helped him out. But I would have given the title to Joe tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's time to pull the trigger. Could Finn be a year-long champion?
I mean, I think what they want, if I'm booking long-term, is Hideo beating him. That's what I think the plan would be, is Hideo beating him.
That would make the most sense, so...
Because if you remember, when Hideo got injured, it was when the number one contender match was supposed to happen between the Hideo, Breeze, and Finn. And then it was just Finn and Breeze.
Yeah, and then Hideo got hurt. There hasn't been much reported on him, so maybe he's getting close, maybe he's not. I hope so. I'd love to see.
He got injured around the same time as Sammy, did he not? If not beforehand, and it was supposed to be around the same timetable.
Yeah, it was. It was around the... It was just... Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. So I think maybe we could see him. But again, it's so weird with these tapings, right? I mean, you have the shock of doing these at Access or wherever they're doing them. I believe it's at Access, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. But I don't know. So if you're doing it, do you bring guys back like Hideo or the Bullet Club on a taping? Or do you save them for a takeover special?
I feel like Hideo could be brought back on a taping and be okay, build them back up. I feel like the Bullet Club, Bullor Club, whatever it's going to be called, has to be on a live, like that shock has to be there because the crowd's going to pop huge when they finally show up.
Definitely. So yeah, I would think that Joe's going up from the show. I would see that Joe's going up and Bailey's going to be the two call-ups. I could see the Revival going up. They're a nice solid tag team. I don't think they're ready, but I wouldn't be shocked. Actually, you know what? It's probably Enzo and Cass that go up, to be completely honest. So those are the call-ups I see on Monday after the show is Joe, Bailey, and Cass and Enzo.
I 100% agree.
And so, yeah, another great match. I was actually surprised that the runtime in this was 7 minutes longer than the Nakamura and Sammy match because, I don't know, the Nakamura match just was the match of the night and the match of the year so far for me.
I totally agree. Like, that was a joy. So, overall, Josh, the thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle on this card.
Thumbs way up. What a great show, man. I mean, you and I we had been texting each other 36 hours, 30 hours, this many hours, and just the anticipation that the two of us had about this show, we got higher and higher and higher and higher. That it was at a boiling point of how excited the two of us were for this, and we finally got it, and it was worth every second, especially the Nakamura. We were like, man, this is coming out too soon, but in the end, it really worked.
Yes, it did, and I think there is... Overall, this card is a thumbs up for me. I thought this showcased a lot of guys. This kind of ended a lot of long-term feuds. This kind of cleaned things up. And now we can move forward to new and fresh booking from NXT, which should be a lot of fun. There is one other little bit of non-NXT news I wanted to hit on before we went away, because this does affect our WrestleMania predictions, and this does affect God only knows what can happen. But a certain guy has been medically cleared to compete, and he goes by the name of John Cena. Are we surprised by this at all?
No, I think we kind of thought he'd be involved in that Taker and Shane match in some way. So, not entirely shocked by it, but we'll see how he gets involved in Mania.
Because there's no way. I think I told you, I think it would take horse tranquilizers to keep Cena out of WrestleMania.
Well, I was watching something yesterday, and it's something like 12 in a row he's done, which is a pretty awesome stat.
I think he's going to add the lucky number 13, and he's going to do something. And I think I'm excited, but I think this is positive news. Good way to kick off WrestleMania week for us. So let's just see where it goes from now.
And other big news, too, we had two big people at the NXT TakeOver show tonight.
Yes, we did. What are their names?
One was Bobby Roode, and the other one, I can't remember the full one, the name, the pronounce it. You're probably better at pronouncing than I am.
No, I'm not. That's why I passed it off to you.
I believe.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah. So
that's pretty exciting to see that come to NXT as well. So all in all, man, what a great show, what a great night. And I mean, this is just the start. Like, we still have WrestleMania, we have Hall of Fame, a great time of WrestleMania is ahead, and I can't wait, man.
No, I totally agree with you. So I think we've come an end to our reaction podcast, and we will be back for plenty of more in just less than 48 hours.
Yes, sir. Until next time, cheers!
Nakamura's gonna kill ya.
Enjoy the day, people.